Normally, the spring sky is not very bright. The Milky Way is currently coincident with the horizon, and the bright stars that accompany it are low. But this year, dazzling Venus hovers in the west, with brilliant Jupiter to its upper left, and these planets add unaccustomed brightness to the scene. Let's use the scarcity of bright stars to our advantage by looking at star colors. Tonight, just to the left of the moon, shines the blue star Regulus, and continuing far to the left, the next visible star happens to be the very bluest of all the stars in the sky, Spica, the main star of the constellation Virgo. Then look high overhead to a much brighter star, and this one is clearly orange, the famous Arcturus. Stars come in every color, except for green. Stars of lower temperature are orange, while the hottest ones are blue, and this range is easily seen tonight. Hot blue stars are using up their hydrogen fuel at such a frenetic pace that they simply don't live very long. Therefore, blue stars are automatically young stars. What's the color of our own star, the sun? When we were kids and used a crayon to draw the sun, we always chose yellow because the sun does look lemony. And yet astronauts in space tell us that it's actually as white as snow. So what's its true color? Even some textbooks get this wrong. What's happening is that sunlight is composed of all the colors of the rainbow. But as its incoming light passes through our atmosphere, its blue component gets scattered by air molecules, which gives us our blue sky. This means that what remains to reach our eyes contains an artificially high proportion of green and red, since the blue has been subtracted. And, so happens, when you mix green and red light, you get yellow. So the existence of the blue sky is what creates the yellowish sun. They go together, and the true color of the sun is pure white. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.